are sure to play at the weekend. Right, let's get some more reaction from the dressing room then. Delighted to say Tyrell Robinson is with us. Pleased to get a win tonight, first of all, Tyrell.
Yeah, it was good. A lot of the young boys showed a lot of desire and courage to push on and see if they can get in the team for Saturday. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and it's been a great few days for you. Of course, you made your debut at the weekend, full debut for the team in the league, and then 3 days later, played again, full 90, and an assist tonight. So it must be pinching yourself.
Yeah, the courage of coming on in front of 20,000 people just gave me a push to drive on now and see where I can get.
Completely different tonight to Saturday. First of all, what was it like coming on Saturday? Because it's probably the worst situation when you're chasing a game to come on and the expectation levels are there.
Oh, it was just a terrific feeling while I was warming up and then getting called to come over and come on. It was just what I've dreamed of doing for my whole life. Obviously, it didn't work when I was at Arsenal. So coming here and getting a chance to play first team is brilliant. But obviously today it was obviously a different atmosphere, but it was still good to play on the pitch and get a whole 90 minutes.
Yeah, how pleased were your performance? Pleased to make a contribution with the corner?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, first half I played left wing and switching with Jordan to go right. And then it was obviously, because I can play left back as well, so it gives me a good, like, when I play left back, I can see the field better and it just gives me a better chance.
Yeah. Do you enjoy playing further forward or further back? You get more responsibility, obviously, at full back, but you seem to sort of flourish, particularly in the first half, because you can sort of play your game a little bit more, can't you?
Yeah. To be fair, whatever position I can get on the pitch.
You'd play goalkeeper if you could,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Just to get a 90 minutes game, it was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. And the lads obviously delighted, and you've played quite obviously with the under 23 side yourself, so there's a togetherness already there, isn't there?
Yeah, it was good. Like, obviously a lot of us, like Dan Pybus, Devine, Jordan, Ellis, we all have been playing 23, so we've been playing well as a group already, and to bring it into this game as well was just excellent, and everyone played well today.
I tell you what though, it's a massive incentive, and you're sort of leading the way together with Amari. He's done well, he's got his opportunity, you've done well for the under 23s, you've got your opportunity, and a couple of others have been on the bench as well, so I mean that's why you guys work hard.
Yeah, like me and Amari, we live together, so we're together 24/7, so learning off each other. Like, was watching clips yesterday and we're just learning off both about each other, what we can do better. And obviously now we're pushing on with Curtis, Ellis, Jordan. Like, I spoke to them yesterday. I was like, come on now, this is your chance. I've made it now. So everyone else has got to carry on pushing. Even myself, I haven't done anything yet. So yeah,
it's just the first step, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How desperate are you to be involved on Saturday? You'd love it.
Yeah, I'd love to be involved again. Obviously, that's why I pushed myself as hard as I could tonight, just to see if I can get in around it on Saturday.
Did you notice a difference? Obviously, you play with the under-23s. Their academy is renowned right across the world, Manchester City. Got some good players, but nothing too stand out tonight. We coped with them pretty well, didn't we?
Yeah, we done very well. Like, I've played against City before a few times, and a lot of them boys I've played against. And the way we dealt with them today was just brilliant, and they couldn't get past us, really.
Yeah, and you obviously the atmosphere in the last week, it's been a great start to the season for the first team as a whole. Just had a bit of a dip, haven't we? But you train with the guys week in, week out. Still all gunning for the weekend.
Yeah, we're all pushing, all the first team. Like, if we have a little drop or we lose a point or something, then we're all back in training, just working hard, encouraging each other, then just pushing on for the next game.
And how are you enjoying life at Bradford at the moment? Obviously, you're a southern boy and you've moved up here. How is life in the north of England?
Oh, to be fair, I actually love it.
Apart from Amari.
Yeah, to be fair, I actually love it up here. It's brilliant. Like, everyone's welcoming. Like, you go out places and people are just like, oh, nice to meet you.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just brilliant. I'd love being up here.
Yeah, and the support's brilliant as well, aren't they? You know, this Saturday, just phenomenal again.
Yeah, I can't wait to get starting again. We only just finished this game today, but I just can't wait to train again on Thursday.
Yeah, well done tonight. Good win for the side. Good luck. Hope you're involved on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
If not, I'm sure we'll see you in and around the first team for the entire campaign.
Yeah,
you've
hopefully
done well tonight.
Well
done, Tyrell.
Cheers.
There you go, Tyrell Robinson joining us. Good contribution tonight as well. Got the assist for the Bantams, and let's see if his name's in the squad come Saturday. Right, we'll let him go. Top man, Tyrell Robinson. Keep your tweets coming in. Yeah, at Pulse2MDL, at Jason D. Thornton, if you want to have your say.
Pulse 2 Matchday Live with Uriah Woodhead. Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.